Greetings in Jesus' name. Welcome to Daily Inspirations today. Felder here again with another look at Galatians. We'll look at chapter 3 here today. And I'll read a few verses here. Verse 1 says, O foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you that you should not obey the truth? Before whose eyes Jesus Christ was clearly portrayed among you as crucified. This only I want to learn from you. Did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? And verse 3, are you so foolish, having begun in the Spirit? Are you now being made perfect by the flesh? Verse 4, have you suffered so many things in vain, if indeed it was in vain? Therefore, he who supplies the Spirit to you and works miracles among you, does he do it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? So Paul, continuing with his concern with the Galatians that they have fallen from grace and are trying to become, trying to grow in godliness by following the law and walking in the works of the law. And Paul just brings them back to the basics and asks them, how are they expecting to grow? If they have begun in the Spirit, if we're converted, it is by the Spirit of God, and we cannot expect that the law or any kind of rules for that matter will ever bring us to perfection. And they won't increase our faith. We get that by walking in the Spirit, walking in obedience, and following and listening to the Spirit of God. Dropping down to verse 17, first he writes about the law. The law brings a curse, and that no one is justified by the law in the sight of God, for the just shall live by faith, and the law is not of faith. And then in verse 17 he says, and this I say, that the law, which was 430 years later, cannot annul the covenant that was confirmed before by God in Christ, that it should make the promise of no effect. Before the law was ever given, God had given Abraham a promise and had made a covenant with him. And this was by faith. And so the law which came after that did not supersede or replace this covenant which had already been made 430 years before. And so when we're looking to God and what he has for us, we can look through Jesus. We can go through Jesus and right past the law and go back to where the covenant was given by faith. It says that it was given to Abraham the promise, and you, all nations, shall be blessed. And also it says that Abraham believed God and it was accounted to him for righteousness. So we want to press on in faith and walking in the Spirit. And the Spirit of God is if it lives in us, it will transform our thoughts. It will transform our minds. It will transform the way we live in a way that the law never, ever could. The law was given if we drop down a little bit, another verse or two to verse 19 is he asks, what purpose then does the law serve? It was added because of transgression till the seed should come to whom the promise was made, and it was appointed through angels by the hand of a mediator. The law was given to be a tutor, it says, or a schoolmaster, to keep them in from walking just completely after the flesh. It was given so that there would be a godly behavior there, godliness and godly living, but it had no power to change the heart. This was the change of heart always came by faith in God, and it still does, faith in Jesus Christ, and we can never grow and achieve righteousness through the works of the law. And so what I was getting at is the Spirit, and we'll look at more of this later on this week, the Spirit of God is a perfect filter for our lives. If we are listening to it, it will guide us in truth, the way that a law, any set of rules, any set of standards or regulations can never, ever achieve. In that, any set of rules always has exceptions, or there's always situations where it doesn't quite, it's not quite sufficient. But the Spirit of God will always give us the right answer. Always. And so that's my encouragement for today. And as we continue this week, we'll look at some more of that, is to think about and consider how much better the Spirit is than the law. And that back to the beginning of the chapter here, Paul asks, having begun in the Spirit, are you now being made perfect by the flesh? And of course the answer is no, it doesn't work that way. And so let's ponder on that today, and we'll continue tomorrow. God bless you.